Mula Matemika. This reasoning comes from Mula Matemika, means the fundamental treatises on the Middle Way philosophy by Nagarjuna.
Tadi ngepe je nala sumba na shi chen ale tambo phumbo la ja ne shi ma shu yin ina nga na so tambo gong ja de tambo phumbo se ma phumbo se la de ya so lo na de de nyo de tho ta yin ga de ma so lu da sen ma la ja na de re na di ja wa yin na di na la ngo sun jo tha ma la do do din da al din na la corona la kan sumba na corona so la le la wo yo re ti ge sun re
So I'm going to use the language aggregates. Although when I use the language aggregate, the concept aggregate, you might think, what is that aggregate? The aggregate means gathering of, composite of body and mind. But I would have liked to use body and mind, but the language used by the authors of 10 references I've used for this course, they use the word aggregate, and I need to stick myself to that. And if I start using body and mind terms, I would be bypassing some of the key reasonings.
Now, so
when we consider the first reasoning or the first absurdity, then that we cannot accept that seeming independent I is completely same as the aggregate because of that logical absurdity. The second absurdity is mentioned in Chandrakriti's supplement to the Middle Way or Madhyamika Avatara. And Rinpoche says here, we need to be able to have these reasonings which throw out a lot of absurdities. Therefore, to prove how our misconception is wrong, we need to be able to think all of these. We need to have them at our fingertips, as it were. The second one is, if the seeming independent I, or if the misconceived independent I and the aggregates, body and mind, are totally the same, then this absurdity of overlapping would occur in that, just as there are five aggregates of a body and mind, then it would follow that just as there are five aggregates, there would be the same person also has five eyes, or conversely, the same person only has one aggregate, not five.
Adi bande dao thapi ge sun jo che. Ta na dao shiro na la ya rupa shanda ji ne ji shanda ji sun res. Di kare res na. Kasi pombo de da ni ji cha sa sun na. Ne ne ji kare yung bol sa na. Pombo jinji che yo ra pombo la njwa jwa yo ra nga la jinji che yo ma de su je pha jin ko lu jin the ma do ra ma shin njwa jwa yo ma ra pombo la dan de pombo de ye sa sun yin ya jwa shi ma se sa wa le ng de yan jo de nga ye de na shi che ān yuwa dōgō gōrās, tāndā ngādi tāndā mewa chā. Nā shūngwa ngā sāpa chitū, chikwa nī chū chā yung gōrās.
The third absurdity that flies in the face of accepting seeming I to be one as aggregate is with regards to our aggregates of body and mind, especially our body, is impermanent. Because it's impermanent, it comes into being, it abides for some period of time. Ultimately, it dies. It ceases to be, and therefore, it dies. I is neither born, I is neither abides, ceases to be. I keeps on existing life after life. Now, however, if I and aggregates of body and mind are the same, then it would mean that the I dies a death at the time of the death of the aggregates, and that a new I is born, afresh, totally afresh, when one takes a next rebirth and takes on a set of new aggregates. And that would mean that one assumes a new identity of I. Now the question is, are the two eyes the same? An eye which died experienced a death with the death of the aggregates, and a new eye that cropped up with emergence of a next rebirth, do they have the same continuum, or are they completely separate? We can't say they are the same because the aggregates were different. Last time one had another set of aggregate, this time we had another set, completely different set of aggregates. Because of that, one can't say the two eyes are the same. They would be completely different. If they were different, then it would mean that the subsequent eye, the eye which emerged with the emergence of the next rebirth, would not be able to remember anything done by the last eye. But in reality, Rinpoche says, there are many cases where people were able to remember things done by themselves in the last life. So that's what Chandrakirti's supplement to the Middle Way says. If If I and the body are completely the same, then the I of last life would be completely different from the I of the next life, because the two bodies are completely different. And therefore, it would follow that the subsequent I would not be able to remember anything that's done by the last I, because they are completely different. They would become completely different I with different continuums, separate continuums. Just as Kedrup and I, Rinpoche says, are two people with a distinct mental continuum. What Kedrup has done in his what Kedrup has done in last life, I cannot remember. What I have done, Kedrup can't, because we are separate, distinct. We have separate, distinct continuums. The same would happen in this case as well.
Ah, yeah. Then I need to see what they carry on this and this on this. Then the case then they even buy na. Then I let you buy cheap mess house and do. I let you buy the two side of sagu rest. You get fire the less I do the that met her. Call Kobon and the jitara. That's human to the development at other day. Call less I do the two side her.
The fourth absurdity is the fourth absurdity is less of a chum is that karmic potencies or the karmic power would cease to have any power, or the karma would cease to have any power. Normally, the belief is whatever is done by one, that's the karma, that's action, and it will remain ever potent to give rise to an effect. Now, somehow, in this assumption where I and body are considered to be same in all respects, then it would mean that it would mean that with the death of the aggregate, I also died, and all the things that did by that I would also totally come to an end, and whatever he or she or it has done would not bear any fruit at all. And that is to say that karma would go, karma or the actions performed by the person would go to waste, as we say, and not bearing any effect. So that would really fly in the face of one of the cornerstones of Buddhist belief about karma, that karma never goes to waste.
Okay. This is the nature of Nava de Karasun, and I lay much about the Teva in Lago Tigres, Panjigman Te Yomadison, Teva, Tigres, Lago Tigres, Kansa Dia, Tawashira Gumbades, Gumbulu Dug. Kansana, you get less of Judi, Le Karasavadi, Jovatuma Shenda Masabajora, Kogi Kasin Yongayana, and Shenda Jigisavadi, Susan Yonga.
The fifth absurdity is that we would have to say subsequent I would face an action that it has not performed. The majeba the tigris
one. Oh, the majeba tigris one tigra.
Right.
That under the lady nyongo ra.
Right.
The lady nyongo na yogi the lady nyongo ra maju si ko sabare da ra.
Right.
That yogi lady nyongo na ko ni ji tha da cha da ra.
Right.
That yogi shen ji sa jo the shen ji nyongo cha ge do.
So that is to say that one would experience karmic consequences of karma performed by somebody else. That is because one is considered I and one's aggregate completely the same, and with the death of the aggregate, I, which is inseparable, also died. With emergence of the new rebirth, the aggregate, a new I would also emerge, and the two I's are completely unrelated. However, this new I would experience, would experience karmic consequences. But then it the experiences it undergoes, it is as if it is experiencing consequences of actions that it did not perform at all, because this I is a completely new set of I with no karmic accounts, because the previous I died with the death of with the death of the aggregates. So there's no link. It would mean that there is no link, and therefore this would again fly in the face of the one of the cornerstones of Buddhist belief, that normally you would never experience consequences of actions that you have not performed. But here, it would have to be said that we would experience consequences of action that one as a new I has not performed.
Well, that's the thing to get the yonsa de tanda kongla de mala chore. Kasi susichi nye ro, nga rang shing tuba chi nye ro. Ti yue na, pongpo da chik de yeo, yamen ta de yeo si ro. Ta pongpo da chik de yeo yin, pongpo ji do go de. Ji yin, pongpo da ji yin da, nga yin ji go go de. Nga ji san na, di ne je de ji de yung go de, ta ti she yung go de.
To appreciate these absurdities, what we need to remember is the assumption that assumption made by the misconception that I exist independently, and so if it's independent, it can be independent in two ways. Either by being one with the aggregates, or totally separate from the aggregates. So if it were, we are using subjunctive clause, if you don't mind. If it were independent, then these consequences, these logical consequences, absurdities would occur, would result. But the logical absurdities are so wild, as it were, that it doesn't make sense. Because it doesn't make sense, the assumption has to be wrong in the first place. So these are the presentations of absurdities to prove wrong the assumption made by the misconception about independent self. Now, to use a simple language, Rinpoche says, we would need to say to ourselves, if there is such a thing as independent I, now, using the simple inner terms, it has to be either same as my body or same as my mind. So, given the same principle, if it exists by being same as my body, then it would follow that at death, according to Eastern tradition, when your body is cremated, I is also cremated, and I will cease to exist at the point of death at all, and never have to pay any pay the prices for the actions. Or if one's body is thrown to the river or whatever, it would have to be said that I of that person is also thrown to the river or buried underground, whatever.
Right.
Second absurdity is if I and body were, if one's I and one's body were inseparably the same, they would be of the same identity, same entity. Therefore, our use of a possessive case, like my body, okay, my hand, whatever, you can't use such a language, and you can't use this possessive pronoun, my body and my whatever, because you can't say my, because your body is you already. So why use such a redundant language, as it were? So, the third absurdity is at the point of death, when the body ceases to be, I also ceased, once I would also cease to be, and would not continue to exist and take on next rebirth and so on, because we have or that one's misconception has accepted these to be the same. So when we reflect on these absurdities, one's common sense will prevail and say to oneself, there's no way that I can be the same as the aggregate. And that is the starting point of the dawn of a new wisdom, that that I is not the same as my body. So now the question might arise in our mind. Yes, indeed. My I, or one's I, cannot be identified as being the same as my body. But what about my mind? You might feel, indeed I can say, my mind is my I. Here again, if one's mind were one's I, then there's a strange absurdity, consequence or absurdity would follow. That is, we can't see mind. Mind is invisible. It would follow, therefore, that I is also invisible. And being invisible, one would not be able to interact and have loving interaction with other people, so on.
Similar to you, say,
And conversely, we would need to say that mind is visible because here the assumption is mind and eye are the same. Mind and eye are the same. And again, this one of the unacceptable consequences of assumption that would follow.
Thirdly,
you can't again use possessive pronouns with regard to your mind. And if I and mind are the same, then we can't use the language of phrases like in my mind, blah blah blah, you know. Then as if whenever we say in my mind, that itself has given us the strongest clue that your mind and yourself are different, much as you know your material possession, which we say my car, whatever, are different from you, and therefore one can't use that language if one's mind and I were the same. So, this is how we need to consider these, because the point of this consideration is to put an end, or that to remove a wrong acknowledgement made by our mind, by misconception, that I exists from its own sight, that I have an independent existing I, as it were. And if it were independent, as assumed by misconception, then because generally if something exists, not only does it exist independently, if something merely exists, it is findable. It is findable either as being same as or different form. So if I were to be same as one's body or same as one's mind, if I were to be same as one's body, then these are bad absurdities that even one's, let alone one's logical mind, even one's common sense cannot accept. And because even one's common sense can't accept that absurdities, it has to be, then one says to oneself with conviction that I cannot be same as my aggregate, as my body or my mind. So we remove the illusion that they are one is one's body or one is one's mind. So here we have to have a real conviction driven by the consideration of the inacceptable or unacceptable absurdities.
So throughout
beginningless time to date, we have been utterly unanalytical. We have been utterly non-analytical, non-investigated. We just have taken for granted what has appeared to misconception, and we have listened to the misconception and taken seeming independent I as a real, tangible reality, and letting it really cause, you know, all these problems of suffering of body and mind. So when we truly identify what is negated, and when we consider logical necessity of being same as or different from, thirdly, when we consider the third point, then half of the misguided conviction of independent I would be shattered, and we would be left with the second half, which would be in due time removed and shattered when we consider the fourth point.
Tadi dereng anzu gom jaya de dikhana gom jaya yes dere inzu tam al gom maja khana ga do ya pha chu tu at le chiz ma shu de cha the ma de do da ji khar se cha du go ra ma jo ne ji chu de ro ji chu ye na di al le tu at ya na nge ma se si je de ne ma go gom ji da gom ja de da ya sa no na ji khan le ro yong ye ya chu discuss again.
So now before I have you meditate on this point, first I'd like you to ask any questions if what I have talked about has is not accurately understood, whatever through a means of translation or whatever. If there's some confusion you're not so sure about, or you think it could be this way, so please ask questions. And let's make it perfectly clear what we are going to meditate on. After that, then we will meditate on these points, on this point and absurdities. And following that meditation, again there will be some if there are some problems, we could discuss that. So if you have any questions about this.
One of the reasonings is about the experience of karma. But I can't see how we do experience karma. And the reasoning seems to be saying that logical that we experience that the non-existing I would experience karma from a previous I, and it seems to be suggesting that the non-existent I is experiencing karma. What experiences karma? I suppose.
Ani chigi tak pungu da kansa chigi narwa. Ani pungu jibo dan kansa jibo rus. Ine pungu sawa lindu kansa sawa kiyo go rus. Dinde inbe narwa. Ani kyao ngame ki pungu dan kyao chime pungu ni padaya bina shi kyao ngame nga dan kyao chime nga de kaga chate go rus. Dinde inbe ane chigi ane tati nga sawa de rwa. Ani len yungu maru isi ba. Kind of experience karma thing. That you get your mother's to look for to lose her.
Oh, yeah.
Children, then you go mother's soon to car. Soon you go mother's from the others.
Oh, yeah.
Soon you go mother's from Japan of the others. Kakan, what did you go mother's to go? Tanya, what did you go mother's to go? Carson, what is it?
다니면 같은 하는 좀 니나 좀 키디어 말았어. 다니면 같은 페트 파샤. 가제 같은 칸았다. 좀 땅 거래서. 다 가제 나들 칸데 폼보다 지이나 폼보 지타래. 나인지 고스 고찌래더라. 또 지타 손나 따디 슈구라 가지 응구라. 빙 슈구 나도 빼나 내게 저 왕가만강 나든지 타와세. 나대지 여라. So,
we maintained assumption made by misconception all along, and in the parameter of this assumption, we don't include a nominal I at all. We keep it separate. It's not in the picture. So it's we're talking all about, you know, seeming independent I. Now the since it is assumed I to be independent and existing in an independent way. So if it exists independent way, how does it exist? The question is it same as the body and mind, or body and mind? Is it the same as body and mind? If it says, yes, it is same as the body, then the absurdities would follow. One of them was that since body, let's say, since aggregates or one's body and I are completely the same, as far as one's body is concerned, it totally ceases to exist at the point of death, and at that point of death of aggregate, or which is one's body at this, in this case, the independent I would also die. Would also die, on the labels on an object. When the object crashes, you know, whatever is there also crashes, as it were. So if I would also cease to be, and then when, in spite of that assumption, somehow one will take the next rebirth, and the next rebirth, one doesn't carry the same body. Is a new body, and a new body with the emergence of a new body, a separate I would also, a separate independent I along with that body would emerge. And if that were the, and that means that the I, previous lives, or the previous I and this I are two separate people, unrelated, separate continuum. Rinpoche says, like in my case, it would mean that I'm not what my last continuum was. I'm totally different from the continuum of my last life. My last life. And there would be completely different people, and that would mean that I am facing consequences of action that this I has not performed at all. Or conversely, I would not experience anything done by the previous I. Like, what you have done, I cannot experience. You'll experience what you have done, I'll experience what I have done, because we're separate people. And it's the same kind of reasoning Rinpoche says.
So the belief in the karma contradicts the concept of the inherent existence
of karma. One's belief. That landed, landed that judge or landed energy that judge landed easy or lente yichigdi, ane chigi kasi nga rangshin chibet, nga rangshin, nga rangwan zimbet, lo nukyo warba sonda.
Teta, tende nga ji ye na?
Nare.
Ye, samde wara?
Nare.
Tende nga ji ye na? Pongpo da ji da ye gu res. Ye na? Yamina tade ye gu res. Pongpo da ji ye na, tanda jion tanda la yung wara res. Jion de kong wala ya yu gu res.
Yasamdati, so the lende yi jene chik, ane kyo nga ma let zaba chui ma sawa, let jeba da mecha waro.
Ora.
Let ma jeba da ma jeba.
Ora.
Yudu yi ji waro.
Ora.
Yudu lende yi ji tenpo yu nga waro. Ora. Yi ji digi, ane chigi ta, taa dan pumbu jik zimbo da nyugi waro basmo.
Ondi nda, pumbu dan jik cha do di tamba, ane yi ji dondo da jange cha ngura.
Nare.
Yudu ta di chungo yongza mundu sam tengo ora.
Nare.
That Cassidy, you did me in a day, didn't they? You did some chance here. You did you in a that you're talking about us?
Yes, indeed. Believe in karma, different characteristics of karma, such as whatever you will not experience consequences of anything you have not done. That is, that you are not responsible for somebody else's actions. And as well as whatever you do, you will have to face the consequences. So these are the cornerstones, Buddhist way of life, to be positive, to be virtuous, the need for virtuous, a need to overcome negativities. And so these beliefs or these convictions would really counteract the assumptions made by misconception.
I have a question to Pimchi. Is there a collective karma? Am I only responsible for my own actions or also for those of my ancestors or as a German?
Rimchi, Lel Anshig, Chibet Gregor, your version, what? Gregor letter, Chibet letter, Tumum letter, what? Let Rang Chibu Saddle letter, Tumum the Saddle, Layon Sugar Vest. Then a Chashavana, am I responsible for the Latin German list, what? German is an egg and the Chig Pamig. Anchig, egg Pamig, Sakwan. Mata ne pamik sabai lel jawa yor yor maris. Ne pamik, mata ne pamik nyamdu sabai lel darabha. Mazu tumu di nyong kogri, tan sosu nyong kogri. Yaman ne pamik sabai lel da, lel di la, lel di. Mala di jabu nyong kogri, nyong kogri maris. Kanda tak kaji, yor sabu shiti yin wala chida.
Tata di, giri sabai lel da, tumu sabai lel yor hai. Tomo sabe le de tomo nyongo de ma chibu na yo ma de ger sabe le de ger ni nyongo de kono ni lo ga do re ta pha ma da nyong do sa ye na ana pha me kha ra nyana so so nyango cha re de ti tomo sabe ta re
so yes there are two concepts as you have just spelled out individual karma and collective karma. Individual karma is karma, as you can say, that only you have performed. And collective karma are the karma that you and other people, whether your roommates, your classmates, or colleagues, or your parents have done together. So these are called collective karma. And a collective a group of people who have done something together, somehow they will experience the consequence together. But you will not experience the consequence of actions your ancestors have performed in which you are not a participant. Although you may have blood relationship, there's no karmic, there's no such thing as karmic or collective karma with them, in spite of a bloodline.
independent a bit, but I was just thinking if you had the nominal self, is that what you would say is that what you think is the soul? And if that is the case, then is the nominal self because it's the thing that is carried through each of our lives, what is the nature of that nominal self? I mean, does it have any inherent attributes? I might be jumping with that here, but that's the question.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, what can I do with that? Dhawati magu kone, ngole chi dhawati jigimar sang duz. Inaanti, andi tanda ngonchu yota, nominal self, tanyaba ngasim mungu shiigo ore sirwa. Tanyaba ngasim dhati, tanyaba ngat kakarar ore sirwa. Ondi indikal soul sirwa, soul sanjo rota. Ondi soul sirwa. Andi ani chi tanyaba ngare, tanyaba ngal ani chi ki koranka, Tanyaba ngadil ane chigi kasuwa ta inherent qualities in rava hengi ane yundin dhru yoro yoma re slani hengi ga ta kechu ane tanyaba ngala yoro yoma re siwa ta
Adi dhira tanyaba ngasa hechi tanda anzo xe dhigdwa
Arayat
Di kardini xe re sana Nga rangshin tuba, nga tsudu tuba di me sata koka gawa Tambune susu komshi yodenge jora, nga rangshin chubad. Koro rang kana sonu. Ko mewa toa ne, ko midu sandu tamba ta nga di shago uchigra. Di kala ene nga tanyiwe nga di shago arez. Ta di chubad chi chara. Nga nipa di kasa suolu samara.
Koro chubu di munzin.
Kande chila munzin chigiyo di nga nga rangya yabu shingamez. Ena yang. Anzuka tanyiba nga sandi Chichu yi yada nga chay ngunzi chahu chi raz Kasa na tanda ni tu sanje sanpa tu dunga di raz Anda nga tu kaya di Tongi to yandi la cha raz Di la cha na yung nga di dogo ra sanje sanpa tu Di su dogo ra sana tanyiba nga di dogo raz Anzu ngunzi chay di chigo ra Dada kora tu ngunzi chay di sol si jorwa
So, when we talk about the nominal self, we talk about it because we need to have, you know, we need to have a sense of self which performs all actions and experiences, all consequences of actions after one has succeeded in understanding, in realizing utter absence of seeming independent I because of these unacceptable logical absurdities. And when you gain insight, let's say special insight, special insight into the utter absence of seeming independent I as it appears to misconceiving a concept, that I we thought was the real agent of everything. In fact, it's now gone with the realization of its absence. So, does it mean that one has stopped to cease at that point of realization? One doesn't stop. Although the notion of independent I has gone, there is still an I, and it's for this reason a nominal I is brought into picture. Up until this point, we only focus on seeming independent I, whether it exists or not. We are not questioning at all. It is safely somewhere there. We're not questioning whether the nominal I is there or not. So once seeming independent I is removed from the mind, then where is, you might think, one might find a sense of loss of I. And in order to bring a sense of security and comfort that although independent I is gone, you still are there, you have an I. And what is this I? So this I is nothing other than, a reality in the form of a name labeled, affixed to the basis of designation, whatever the basis of designation, on the basis of a valid designation to be precise. Now, the second question is that the nominal I same as soul? I can't be so confident to say they are same or not, because I don't know what soul actually means. I have heard the word so many times, Rinpoche says, but I really don't know what the soul means, what attribute it is said to have. From the Buddhist perspective, although seeming independent I would be the notion of seeming independent I ceases at the point of realization of its absence, but you still continue. I continue to exist by way of being labeled, onto the continuing aggregates of body and mind.
Nyamudang mabudhe dhe nge jora
So, Rinpoche says, when you do deity yoga, yes, you do a lot of practice of meditation on emptiness at the beginning of generation of yourself into deity, and therefore you recite, you know, everything becomes empty, that phrase, all that, not utter non-existence, but everything. Therefore, first of all, you need to dissolve your coarse human body into the state of an ultimate reality, and that is emptiness of inherent existence. Before that, Rinpoche said, each and every phenomenon that exists throughout the universe has two entities, a conventional entity and an ultimate entity. A conventional entity is what is constructed by the collective consciousness, if you like, of people or beings living in that area, and that we called conventional truth. And it also, and each and every phenomenon also has latent in them, absence of inherent existence, emptiness of inherent existence. And with regard to the ultimate reality, your ultimate reality and the ultimate reality of the deity, there's no difference at all. The deity's absence of independent existence and your mind's absence of independent existence, in terms of purity and quality, they are perfectly the same. And because of that, when you do deity yoga, you need to be able to meditate on, as you said the phrase, meditate on how you dissolve finally into the state of absence of independent existence, which is like space, empty, you know, absence of physical obstruction. And then you mix your reality of absence of independent existence and the deities, and it is that ultimate reality and the wisdom understanding, or your consciousness of wisdom understanding, it assumes the form of the deity. And so, because you are born of absence of ultimate existence or independent existence, you can't say that you may be a deity in appearance. You can't say you exist truly or independently. Is it answering your question? In some ways?
Hale gomdi jana.
La, pardon?
I was just wondering also how when we do the tradition in when the mind and consciousness connect as similar to the aspect of our self, so in do the white and green and then finally into
moment of karma where we come out of it. How is it that karma arises initially? Because if we never experience it through instance, that it is by happening, therefore karma arises.
How does karma arise? The last stage of that, you mean?
Last for a moment.
Yeah.
And because you come out of it.
Yeah.
But you have experienced emptiness.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had an experience, why would you not understand it?
Tam chi dhirsi wasa kachi yada chirim chitawa shindarwa ane chi wita kaligiri ma chiru dhaga ane chunga tuyana tine chi chawa palma pa nalama nalama pa mogo chita ane te kandam sin ane chi ki chiwa basi shagwarwa chiwa basi shidaga ane chi ta chi ki kasi yada tongi chi ki nawa tuk kasi tuk shagwa wasi wa ane shama shana kwa yadu wa wasi chiwa tambo tina tongi ko ting kasi yada tutam shiusin kong sinu dewa wasi その単位役所でです。なるほど。で、そのどばちゃんもちしょ、ちゃんもちせでで。センターページだね、で違うまし。とにちばれ、あのしでで違うです。なるほど。で、で、センでげ。とにだんだこやわて、とにでやっぱちとというな。あの、違うとてれやな、ちょもろし。そのごまです。なるほど。で、かぶらでセンでペジタな。だとにそのたや役所でです。なるほど。で、そのどばちゃんもちしょ、ちゃんもちせでで。センターページだね、で違うまし。とにちばれ、あのしでで違うです。なるほど。で、で、センでげ。とにだんだこやわて、とにでやっぱちとというな。あの、違うとてれやな、ちょもろし。そのごまです。なるほど。で、かぶらでセンでペジタな。だとにその単位役所でです。 So, if this helps, Rinpoche says, the clear light of the mind of clear light at the final stage is not emptiness in itself. It is the most subtle consciousness. It is the ultimate basis of designation of I, yet it's not I. So it is the most subtle consciousness. That mind is, because of its subtlety, it is most conducive to gaining insight into emptiness. So when you have a flash of the mind of clear light, if you can somehow grab it and then maintain it for a long period of time, you can really use that in the most effective way, and there's a very bright chance of gaining insight into emptiness within that period of time. But for most people, it's a fleeting experience that they're not able to use it. So this subtle mind is what is used by meditators, and these days Dzogchen practice is very popular in the West. Supposedly Dzogchen practice is to activate somehow that subtle mind and then use it to understand emptiness of inherent existence. And because it's for most people, ordinary people, it's a fleeting mind, so it just it reverts to the influences of karma.
tāngāng zhū gōm jī jā yī.
Dārāng bīchās will do some meditation.
Kāma ngā lād. Gōm jāyā tā kī ngē shūwa nā shīng chē ngā jī nyē yā rā. Tūdhū kū rā ngā jī nyē yā rā. Tā tī yē nā tī tū tā tī kā rū yē gu gu rē sā nī bāt chā. Tā tī yē gu gu yē nā tā jī dā dū mī dō. Ā nē dō ngē shūwa nā shīng chē pā shī ngē dō kā gu rē. Tā jē chē nē gu mā shī rā nā sā kā jē ngē ngē chē gu mā shī rā nā.
So now please do a 5-minute meditation. And the point number one is maintain a strong presence of a seeming independent I, the object of negation of this analysis. And if it does exist, then it has to be either same as the aggregates, the basis of designation, or different from them. So how about if it was the same as aggregates, and then go through the set of absurdities that are simply unacceptable and following which one has to simply conclude that I is not the same as the aggregates. So remember as many of those as you can and run through them over and again, please.
Dādi dāndā kāngā shīvā dīndā kālā kāntā rāba jīyā jīyān rāt rāba chōng yuwa rāba yuwa dīndā yīndā wāngā dīndā tōnyū lā bācā jī shāgū tācī rā shāc dīndā tēcī gōmbā shīyā rā pēntō māyā sāmchūs.
So I hope the discussion and the talk I gave and the discussion we have in the form of questions have helped you in forming some ideas about non-independent existence of I and phenomena of one's I. And here I have to say again, somehow we have to make effort in gaining some understanding of emptiness. Or even if it means just receiving predispositions of understanding of emptiness.
Tōnyi sēngi dē tōyā dē kāndē yōsarē, lēlā lōrō yōsarē dī yāpō tsēngi rā. Tōnyi tōyā lā, tāndē dōnzō sōnō tāñi jī wō pēng mār tāmbō tsō yāpō tsō bā chēgō rā. Ān dē kāndā gājā ngōnzō chēgō rā, tāgārā nē gārō kāndō rā. Tēnē shīnē tāndā tūsū sōm tāngu wā rēs, tēnē yīnsū wā lēlāwa yō mā tō. Lēlāwa mēnē ngā tū tēsī jīk shū jā tū tāngu wā rēs.
So this will also give us some appreciation of the difficulty of understanding emptiness. Difficulty because it's difficult to meet the prerequisites that were discussed and talked about yesterday. And in terms of, you know, a lot of purification needs to be done, a lot of merit gathering, you know, spiritual activities must be performed. And then we have to try to identify precisely what is it whose absence or emptiness is to establish, and what is absent in the principle of selflessness. What is that self, which the lessness of which is to establish, as it were? So it's because we are trying to find something. In reality, is non-existent, but our misconception says it's there, and therefore identification is very difficult. Precise identification is difficult. That itself takes a long time, and then going through the remaining points will take the same amount of time.
That is not something that you just said. Well, anyhow, so much you can do. Shiva the shu. Then the shine, ane, shula sunde shine, ane, toni jingye ta ra.
Ah,
toni jingye ta de tamo ta. 신내 달한 돈이 순대 간에 로고 와레 nyambasha, tonyi kan nyambasha, ya tonyi di niva chundu, ya ngema cheta chanda, ya che, ya tinge, chenjo ni sume chundu kuras, tati kore desh, pashe tiri gonda da sanyi nima shuye.
And next session when we meet, then we will go through the fourth point. And after that, then I'll talk about how we need to alternate shilak sundri, means practice of karma abiding and meditation on a special insight into reality must go hand in hand, or rather alternate, and I'm contradicting in my translation, sundri means they need to go, yes indeed, hand to hand. Sundri means going together, hand in hand. That is to say, at times we need to use single-pointed concentration on emptiness of inherent existence and try to really probe into the reality of its absence of our imagined independent I. And that is through the incession of a meditative equipoise. And then when we arise from that, sometimes we are single-pointedly concentrated on that. Other times we need to use analytical meditation, running through the reasonings over and again, so that we would find a strong conclusion to fix our mind on in a concentrated way. So Rinpoche says, I'll stop here and now, as well as if you have questions that arise during the time, but now that we meet, so you can ask the questions during the question time.
Chompa chom de 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 jin shepa chompa yam da pa so pe sam ye li pa dam shap su je pa de wa shim pa chik jen ke pa ke bu ju we ka lo gyu wa lam nam me pa lam nam min nam ge chen pa sam ye chom de de pa gyo wa chak yo chuk pa la chak sa lo che dam shap su je wo.
So, continue from where I left off this afternoon.
So this afternoon we
recapped the first point of ascertaining the factor to be negated or the object of negation, and then we discussed the second point, a point of ascertaining logical entailment or logical necessity or privation, that if imagined I, inherent I, were to exist, then it has to exist by being one with the body or mind, or by being completely separate from, because generally any phenomenon that exists exists in two ways, by being singular or plural. And we have to reach that conclusion.
Then
we considered the third point of ascertaining absence of inherent oneness of the imagined I with the basis of designation, that is, aggregates. And here, when we are talking about oneness, it's not the oneness of whether I is one or not. Whether the imagined I is same as or different from the aggregate, because aggregates are the basis. And next, once we have ascertained that I could not exist same as, by being same as the aggregates, considering all those wild absurdities, then you might think it has to exist by being separate from, and therefore we will now consider the fourth point. So, here too, as during the third point, it's very important to maintain the picture of imagined inherently existent I. And like during the third one, we went through the many absurdities, and the absurdities of I imagine I being same as the aggregates were so wild, so unacceptable, not only to logical reasoning mind, even to some kind of common sense. Therefore, we concluded we can't help concluding that imagined I cannot be same as the aggregates. And therefore, could it now exist by being separate from? That's why we need to consider the points. So, now the only alternative whereby the imagined I, inherent I, could exist is by being completely separate from aggregates. and have some kind of a separate entity independent of body and mind. And if we were to assume that I were to be separate from the aggregates, then it would follow the three features of impermanent phenomenon of number one, coming into existence, abiding for a period of time, and cessation. So these three features of impermanence would not apply, would not be applicable now to the aggregates at all.
If
I were to be completely independent of the aggregate of body and mind, then I would become devoid of three features of impermanent phenomenon, coming into being, abiding, and cessation. When we talk about somebody is born, somebody lives for some time, and somebody dies, which is cessation, it is talked about with relation to the birth, abidance, and death of the aggregate, which is physical body. So if I were to be separate from these changing aggregates, we would have to say that I is not changeable at all.
So if the
aggregate of body and mind, if I were to be separate from this body and mind, then they would become completely as separate as like the horse and the ox are different entities. So the ox and horse are mutually exclusive, in far as they have separate entities, defined by distinct characteristics or features. The same would apply to I and aggregates, and we would not be able to establish and find any connection between I and aggregates, and therefore we would have to conclude that I is permanent kind of thing, doesn't change at all.
Mm. Nada pombo ni katade chaso suna, ane choye pombo yora. Nala choye pombo, nala choye na chago gudes. Kuni loa chasara. Dinan dushi pombo, tamanda dewa menga chalo gura. But the negatone, jen hayong gudes, tade ina.
To bring one more point to this, if the imagined inherent I were to be different from the aggregates, then that I would be different, distinctly different from each of the five aggregates of form, feeling, discrimination, sense of discrimination, compositional factor, and consciousness. And therefore, that I would be different from the, let's say, the aggregate of a sensation of feeling, and which would then lead us to say something very absurd, that I never experiences any sensation because it's totally without the aggregate of sensation or feeling. So this line of reasoning is used in this point. The line of reasoning in this point is this line of reasoning in this point really comes from Nagarjuna's Tawashira, means root wisdom text or Mula Madhyamika, where he says that the Pungushin, if aggregates and I were to be completely different, if I and aggregates were to be completely different, I would become devoid of all the features or the properties of the aggregates. So the second absurdity would be that I imagined I would be findable. That is findable because if there were to be completely separate, then what we can do is we can do eliminating process. We can eliminate each of the five aggregates. Here goes the form aggregate, and then feeling aggregates of feeling, sensation, and composition factor, the aggregate consciousness. So after sorting on one side all the five aggregates, then we should be left with an inherent I, which still can be there without the five aggregates. Can we find inherent I after we have removed the aggregates on one side? We can't find. We can't be left with that. So this line of reasoning is used both in root wisdom text of Nagarjuna and Madhyamika Avatara, or supplement to the middle way of Chandrakriti. So these are the languages and expressions used by Nagarjuna and Chandrakriti in establishing the fourth point. And like during the third point, now for our sake, to make it simple and for ease of understanding, we will consider, without using the word aggregate, let's say, is the imagined I different, completely different from body as well as mind? if it were completely different from my body or body, so is it free from any absurdities and therefore it can be accepted as true or not? So, if one's body and I, or the imagined inherent I, were completely different from each other, then we would end up with an affundable inherent I after. After sorting our body from the eye, how can we sort the body from the eye? Let's say we can remove each and every part of the body on one side, and in our bid to search among the collection of body parts for that inherent eye. So after sorting on one side all the parts of the body, we should have been left with an inherent I, but then it doesn't. It's not possible to be able to be left with that I. Likewise, the second fallacy that would arise is not being able to use, you know, ordinary human language of attributing functions of the body to I. And that is to say, if one's body and imagined I were completely different, then we can't use the language, I have a headache, when in fact that which experiences pain is your head, not you. Although it's not you who experiences your head, but your head. Normally we do say, I have a headache. And you say, I've seen something, when in fact it is your eyes, an organ, a part of your body that perceives or a visual object. So if I imagine